Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. I'm Suzanne Redman. Over the years, I've had opportunities to meet some amazing artists. And on my podcast, I interview an artist every Wednesday. These are artists I've met locally, where I live in Palm Beach County, Florida, or nationally, because I've met a lot of artists throughout the country when I've taken live art workshops and also when I've taken online classes. Many have been friends for years, and yet some I've never even met them in person. Others are artists I've followed for years, and my interview is giving me and you a chance to get to know them. These artists are visual artists, meaning they create artwork that you can see, like ceramics, paintings, jewelry, fiber art, murals. But what I've discovered in my interviews is that the selling of their original art is not the only way that they make income. They've learned that they can sell their prints, license their artwork on products, teach in a classroom, teach online, teach all over the world, make public art murals or sculptures, write books, and so much more. Today I'm going to talk about the many ways you can earn income as an artist. Some you may have tried, and some you may not. But hopefully, by listening to my podcast, you will become not only inspired, but encouraged by these artists and what they do. So I'm going to treat this episode as a resource. I'm going to list a lot of options for you, and I'll give the many links in the show notes of this episode on my website. So this episode might not be that long, but be sure to go over to SuzanneRedman.com and take some time to follow the links to a lot of great info about other ways artists can make money. This episode will kind of be like a bullet list, and you can read further information if you'd like. Let's first talk about how you can sell your art. Of course, you can sell your originals, and you can do that live or online. In person, you can sell at galleries, retail stores, art festivals, pop-up galleries, and unusual places like public buildings, restaurants, and coffee shops. Online, you can sell through your website or through another's website, but one where you set up the shop like Etsy, or through an online gallery website. I've given you some lists of these in the show notes. Selling your art can also mean selling prints or selling your art on products. Carrie Schmidt told me in episode number 21 that she has her artwork on trucker hats, water bottles, and she's even made tiny prints to put in jewelry. You can get started selling prints today, but you need to know a little more information if you'd like to start licensing your art. I've listed a few articles in the show notes that tell you how you can get started in licensing. In episode number 25 with Beverly Gilbert, she talked about how if you want to teach, you should start locally. Teach in your home, at local art schools and supply stores, at artist group meetings, in high school community courses, and at small galleries. Start small, and this way you'll get used to talking in front of people, and you'll learn how to break down your art process into small steps that are easily understood by others. Most importantly, you'll soon learn if you like to teach or not. It's not for everyone. But for others, it can be a reliable source of income, even when your expensive original art is not selling. I've listed a few links that will help you get started teaching small art classes. After you've taught for a while locally, look into teaching at destination art classes. My episode number 12 talks about those. Join artist groups on Facebook to find art retreats. By following your favorite artists on social media, you'll soon start to see where some of them are teaching at retreats. Online teaching is another great way to earn income. You can offer classes through your website or through a third party's website. I've listed some of those in the episode number 10 show notes. Online classes are great because you can reach students from all over the world, and they don't have travel expenses to come to you. They also can become a good source of passive income. What I mean by that is, you can teach the class live or you can offer it whenever the student wants to purchase it throughout the year. The class can have lessons and videos, but there isn't live interaction from you. Students sometimes prefer this because they can take the class at their own pace. It's great for you because all you need to do is create the class and have it set up on your website for them to purchase. Another type of art you might want to consider is public art. In our area, art murals have become huge, but public art can also be an outdoor sculpture, and many cities have programs called Art in Public Places that provide opportunities for artists to make art. Don't think that because you've never done something as large as a mural or an outdoor sculpture that you can't do it. Everyone's got to do it for the first time. Find out who's done some of the murals in your town and see if you can talk to them. Find out how they discovered the opportunity. Often it comes from the city or the property owner. Usually the design will go through an approval process, so cities will sometimes pay you a small amount for the design and then a larger amount when it is executed. If they don't pay you separately for the design, ask them to, because there is the chance that you'll spend a lot of time and effort on the design, but they ultimately won't approve it and they'll go with someone else. In public art, you should get paid for your design services. Public art is usually some sort of outdoor sculpture. Sometimes they are just to look at and enjoy, and sometimes they are to be interacted with, like artistic bus shelters or benches. We once had a temporary art exhibit that was a line of swings that adults and children could use. When you swung, each one made different sounds. When people swung together, it made some really cool music. Other sculptures may be designed that people can climb on it, or that may not be, but you need to think about whether people will and if your design will be safe. There are a lot of details to think about when designing and making public art, and I won't go into all of them here. I will list some links where you can look into it further, because you need to consider things like, how do you get ladders, scaffolding, or extension trucks to paint on a very large wall? Where will the public art be placed? Does it need a base? How will it withstand the weather over time? Whose responsibility will it be for repairs or touch-up paint? And does the city or the property owner have money for that in the budget? And you also need to consider where it will be and if your design is appropriate for that space. I've listed some links so you can read up more about public art. Also, many public art projects, including murals, can be found on the website callforentry.org. Writing books are also a great way for artists to earn extra income. They can be published traditionally, self-published, or they can be online ebooks. My best advice is to just talk to other artists who have published books. Start following artists and look at their websites to see if they've written books. Look at your favorite artist books and see who the publisher is. That's probably a good publisher to start with. You can also search online to find out how to do self-publishing. Even if it's self-published, you can still get it for sale on Amazon. I've listed a couple of resources for this in the show notes. I'm now going to list a few other ways that artists make additional income. I'm not going into depth here, but if something sounds interesting, do your own research. And if you can't find an opportunity, don't be afraid to make your own. So, how about trying body painting, which can sometimes be the entertainment at a live event, live painting or making some kind of art in front of people, demos of your art, which is different than teaching. In a demo, the audience is not participating in making the art too. They're just watching and listening. Face painting for events like festivals or children's parties. Face painting and body makeup for Halloween haunted houses and events. Pop-up gallery creation and running the show. Creating art instruction sheets that you sell online. Hosting an open house with you and a few other artists to sell art and crafts before the holidays. Or how about if you've invented a clever tool for your art, you could sell that. You could book speaking engagements. You could design postcards, posters, book covers, or signs. Design websites. Do creative lettering for businesses for their signage or walls or menus. Photograph other artists' artwork or take photographs at art shows or festivals or other large events. Write magazine articles, either online or print. Sell photos of your art on online stock photo sites. Create a catalog of artwork for an art show. Or mentor artists or other creatives in your line of expertise. Okay, that, of course, was not a complete list. You're only limited by your imagination and your bravery to get out there and try it. Or ask for it. Just keep telling yourself, it doesn't hurt to ask. You may be the exact new thing that someone has been looking for. That's it for today's mini business episode. I've given you a lot to think about, so please go back to my show notes for this episode to find the links of everything I talked about today. The show notes for my podcast are a page on my website, which is suzanneredmond.com. This episode is number 26 in the show notes. If there's an unusual way that you've earned income as an artist, let me know, and I'll talk about that in a future episode. Thank you for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to my podcast and leave me a review on iTunes. I'm Suzanne Redman, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast. See you next time.